It's time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
I hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Gono. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can actually listen to us all week long on demand. All you got to do is go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder link there, and you can listen to the programs that we've done. So, we're going to kick this morning off with One By, Seventh Time Down. And it's a song called House of the Lord.
We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord.
awesome song to kick this morning off with, because it's the joy that he gives us deep within our soul. And that's why we praise his name. That's why we worship him alone. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Phil Wickham right now. It's a song called The Jesus Way.
If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I chose the Jesus way. And if you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way. I follow Jesus.
You see, to choose the Jesus way is to be a follower of Jesus. And to be a follower of Jesus, it's about taking up your cross daily. putting your old selfish ambitions behind, your old selfish ways, focusing on your new life in Him, serving Him, loving for Him, allowing Him to be your example in this life, and living that life of obedience to Him. It doesn't mean that we're going to do it perfectly, but that should be the first thing upon our heart, is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Right now, we got one by The Afters, and it's a song called You Never Gave Up On Me.
I've been everywhere, turning over stones, trying to find a place to call my home. Tried everything under the sun to numb the pain, was all but done. Dirt on my grave, covered in shame, in my lowest place. Then you call my name. Set me free. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. Every time I walked away, you came running after me. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. When I gave up on myself, oh Lord, you never gave up on me. 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 There's nowhere. Scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd. The shadow of death, oh, I know you are.
In Psalms 95:6-7, it says, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. We are the people He watches over, the flock under His care. If only you would listen to His voice today." You know, guys, part of our worship is to quiet ourselves and to seek the Lord with all our heart, our soul, and mind and strength. To seek Him is to, well, to listen to His voice. You see, when we listen, He will speak life, peace. He will speak understanding to us so that we may live for Him. He guides us through the Holy Spirit, through His holy and living word, to not only speak life to us, but to speak truth into our life. Direction that, well, that leads us in the path of righteousness so we can be obedient and true to Him. So be careful and heed to what Hebrews 12:25 says. It says, "Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven." It's about stilling ourselves, you know, and just putting the noise away so that we can allow Him just to speak life into us. You know, digging into His holy and living word is just focusing on Him, allowing the Spirit to speak to us, pointing us in the direction of righteousness. So understand what James 1:19 says. It says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." You see, guys, when we do this, we're seeking His wisdom. We're seeking His truth. And it allows us to draw closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. James tells us that when we draw close to Him, that He will draw close to us. It's about allowing our relationship to grow deeper. You know, He says that He will never leave us nor abandon us. And you know, it's about us seeking Him. He is always there. It's about us wanting to further that relationship, allowing that relationship to become more intimate as He speaks life and truth into us. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Starfield. And it's a song called "Speak Now, Jesus." Will you listen for His voice?
My ears to hear.
About being in his presence. You know, guys, because of his love for us, being made new in Jesus' name, we have a new song in our life. It's a song of rejoicing, a song of praise to the one who saves us, who carries us through, the one who will never abandon us. And in Psalms 139, 1 through 10, speaks very clearly of how he is close to us always. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. So know this, guys. We can sing his praise because of who he is. He is a holy and just and loving God. And because of his love for us, because he guides us through the Holy Spirit, we understand and know that he is always our strength, our support, our peace, our place of rest. My prayer is that you're experiencing that peace today, that you're experiencing that close walk with him today, knowing that no matter where we venture in this life, he is there. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by Mercy Me. And it's a song called Psalms 139.
You search me and you know me. Familiar with all my ways. And you have placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge I can't attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I made my bed in the depths, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I sail on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will hold me fast, even there your hand will guide me, 'cause you are there, you are.
Yeah. often defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling.
Sometimes in life we lose our focus, and sometimes, you know, we need to just call upon the name of the Lord. We just truly need to run back to Him and repent of our sin so that we can draw close to Him. That was Seth Schletter, and it's a song called Running Back to You. Right now we got one by Sidewalk Prophets. It's a song called Father, Let It Be.
Nothing left but emptiness on the inside. I am a rope burnt at both ends, getting shorter every day and wearing thin. If there's a purpose for the struggle that I'm in, your will, God, let it be. Here is my soul, desperate for you, praying the promises you made were for me too. Here is my heart, torn but alive,
searching for someone to hear my cries. Father, let it be. Help me to believe. Jesus, tell me stories of the times you felt like me. Spirit, let the sea, the forest through the trees. Help me understand these are the plans you have for me. If it's your will, God, let it be. I can feel you moving. I hear you calling me. Fall deeper in my arms. That's where. Call me by name. When I'm weary, you still hear me, so I'll pray.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
Here they come, all my enemies. Yeah, they run, trying to get to me. But there's someone who gives me peace. Makes a way like you ain't never seen. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yesterday and even still. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Now I won't sink in the river, drown. Watch me walk on Jordan's ground. All those waves won't knock me down. I will stand on the rock I found. My praises go. Chains set me free, make a way like I ain't never seen. Yeah, like I ain't never seen. Now I won't sink in the river, drown. Watch me walk on Jordan's ground. All those waves won't knock me down. I will stand on the rock I found. My praises go up to the highest. Your grace is enough. Coming, but it don't mean nothing, 'cause I know ain't nothing that you can't.
won't do. Oh, my faith keeps growing, cause you keep on showing me there ain't nothing that you can't do. Oh, the chariot's coming, but it don't mean nothing, cause I know ain't nothing that you can't do. Oh, my faith keeps growing, cause you keep on showing me there ain't nothing that you can't do. Only do it, yes you will, yesterday and even still. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. I know he will. So I won't sink in the river, drown. Watch me walk on Jordan's ground. All those waves won't knock me down. I will stand on the rock I found. My praises go up to the highest. Your grace is enough for where I've been. Now I won't sink in the river, drown. Watch me walk.
That's a little bit of blessing offer for you. A song called Jordan. And before that, it was Sidewalk Prophets, Father Let It Be. And right now, we got one by Katie Nicole. A song called When I Fall. There is only one who will catch you when you fall. Because there is only one Lord, one Savior, one God. And you see, when we are His, He is with us always. He is there in the low times of life when we fall. And when we keep our eyes fixed on Him, repent of our sin, turn from our evil ways, to give Him glory, well, that's when our relationship will grow stronger. Because He is with us. He is with us always. Right now we got one by Matthew West, a song called To Be With Jesus.
When I go to be with Jesus, it won't break my heart to leave. All my worries and my troubles will be long gone memories. When that heavenly homecoming one day comes for me, and I go to be with Jesus, it won't break my heart to leave. When I go to be with Jesus, all my tears will be erased, and I'll trade this song of sorrow for a song of endless praise. All the pain and all the sadness, they won't make it past the gates. When I go to be with Jesus, every tear will be erased. With all the ones who've gone before, I stand on that celestial shore, crying, holy, holy, holy. Hearts and broken bodies will be healed in heaven's sight. What a blessed restoration waiting on the other side. When I go to be with Jesus, every wrong will be made right. With all the ones who've gone before, I stand on that celestial shore, crying, holy, holy. When my weary feet are walking on a street that's paved in gold, no, this world ain't where I'm staying. There's somewhere else I'm meant to go. And when I go to be with Jesus, I'll know I'm finally home. When I go to be with Jesus, I'll know I'm finally home.
Trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors.
has my sympathies. Tell the old me I'm not listening. He can call, but I'm not listening. To the same old, same old. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throwing all into the fire and leave no survivors.
Back the doctor, get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battleground, so I need you to fight.
Is if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
You know, it's all about putting, well, our evil ways behind us, focusing on our new life in Christ Jesus. As Jeremy Camp says, no survivors. You know, our ego and our pride got to go, because it's all about living for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, we got one by Sanctus Real, a song called On the Mend.
I thought there was something wrong with me. I did my best, tried everything that my counselor said. I put in the work, talked to myself, checked all the boxes, all of the steps. Still didn't help, still didn't help. And after headaches and bad breaks and mistakes and heartaches, when you came, it changed. And all the deep hurts and deep wounds, in time they led me to you, just you. And this is my heart. My spirit becoming whole again. This is where dreams begin. A fire burning deep within. I'm spiraling down to a love I found. Though I'm far from the end, there's light up ahead. I believe my heart is on the mend. You know I do all the things that I do. You know I say all the things that I say, and you know all the pain that I've gone through, and you still tell me I'm okay. And after headaches and bad breaks and mistakes and heartaches, when you came, it changed. And all the deep hurts and deep wounds, in time they led me to you, just you. And this is my heart. I'm still holding on to hope, though this hurts, there has a hope. Sometimes miracles are slow. This is my heart on the mend, my spirit becoming whole again. And this is my heart.
guys. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney. And this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who invites you to join their services and on Sunday morning, which their worship service begins at 9:30, and Sunday school follows at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by We Are Messengers right now. And it's a song called A Thousand Times.
Lonely nights when he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right, and every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah. The dead of night, there's never been a morning when the sun don't rise. You never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he's still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Do you remember when you fell for shame? He knew we'd forget all the things he's done and just how good he is. He's a faithful God. Every word is true, and he always does just what he says he'll do. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah. Dead of night, there's never been a morning when the sun don't rise. You never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he's still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times again. You've seen him do it a thousand times again.
Not just about you. I've been slowly burning down, and I'm below is you're in the moment. You dare to pull me out. I find a reason to keep on breathing, to keep on keeping. No, this life is fleeting, but I found meaning. I found a glimpse of hope. I want to live a life worth dying. You gave your son, so I'll give my life. Every minute that I'm alive, with every breath, it's part time. Life's a vapor. It's far too short. I'll waste it all on you, Lord. I want to live a life worth dying. You gave your son, so I'll give my life. I want to burn with holy fire. You gave your son. This life is fleeting, but I found meaning. I found a glimpse of hope. I want to live a life worth dying. You gave your son, so I'll give my life.
Bit of Josiah Queen there. A song called A Life Worth Dying. You know, a song that reminds us, you know, that God the Father came in the flesh so that we could be saved. He came through his one and only Son, Christ Jesus, to pay the penalty for our sin so that we could be alive in him. So guys, there is only one who can save, who can make whole, who can make pure, who can make you new. He is Christ Jesus. He is the only one who can speak life and truth. And guys, he is the light that leads to the Father. So if Christ is nudging or knocking on your heart's door today, then allow him to speak life into you, to save you, so you can be made complete. And please don't do what the Israelites, what Israel done, where it tells us in Hebrews 3:8, it says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested me in the wilderness. We don't want to be like that. Don't harden your heart against him, but open your heart and life to him and receive rest for your soul, a love beyond measure, a grace that's, well, it's undeserving, but he still freely gives. That leads us, well, to a relationship with the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:24-25 tells us, well, what happens whenever we have new life in him? It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. See, that's why it's so important to be in tune with the Spirit of God. Because it's the Spirit's leading in our lives that leads us in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. When we belong to Christ Jesus, we have nailed our passions and desires of our old sinful ways to His cross and crucified them there. We have received new life in Christ Jesus. So ask him today, just as Psalms 43:4 says, it says, Ask them to send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. It's about having that close personal walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that we can have that walk with the Father. Remember what Romans 3:22 says. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who you are. So what does it mean to believe? It's believing that Christ gave it all upon the cross, that he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of my sin and your sin, that he rose from the grave conquering sin and death, where he was seen by multitudes, so that we could believe, is to put our faith alone in Christ Jesus, to give him every part of our being, so that he is Lord and Savior over our life, and then going and sharing that he is Lord and Savior of our life wherever we go. So just say today, here's my heart, Lord. Ask him to forgive you and give you new life. Let him know that you are his, and ask him to speak life and truth into you, to guide you through the Holy Spirit. When we place our faith alone in him by believing that Jesus gave it all so that we could understand and know more of his love, to know more of who he is, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Well, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. And we understand a little more of what it means to draw close to the creator, sustainer, and deliverer. The only one who fills that void in our life. Just as Ecclesiastes tells us that we were born with eternity in our hearts. And that's that void in our life until we come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when we receive the Holy Spirit that fills that void that nothing at all in this world can fill. It's only the Holy Spirit that fills that void. Call upon him today and experience what it means to be made new, to be made whole, to receive a love that changes every aspect of our life, and to be led by the Holy Spirit. My prayer is today that you would do that. It leads us into our next song. And it's a song by Crowder. And it's a song called, Here's My Heart. It's about giving him every part of your being, guys. Putting your faith alone in him.
Here's my heart.
You see, guys, there's only one light that breaks the darkness. He is Christ Jesus. And you know, because of his light, even in the dark times of life, well, we can get through them. Because you see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, it doesn't mean that we won't have trials, that we won't experience pain in this life. But we need to remember when it hits, to listen for his whisper, to a still small voice, so that we may hear, so that we may experience his peace through all the noise. To seek his face and pray about everything and then wait in the rain, wait in the pain of life for his presence to surround us and to carry us through. See, when we do this, we allow him to speak peace into our life. As he carries us through to the other side of the trial of the pain that we're going through. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says this, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. It's then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So, how will his peace guard our hearts and our minds? It's as we live in Christ Jesus. He tells us not to worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And don't forget, as you tell him about everything, well, that's bothering you, the pain you're going through, don't forget to thank him for everything you're going through. Because sometimes it's in our deepest pain, that's in our deepest trials, that we will draw closer to him if we allow ourselves to do that as we live in Christ Jesus. So know that what Proverbs 10:25 tells us, it says, "When the storms of life come, the wicked are whirled away, but the godly have a lasting foundation." You see, guys, that foundation is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who is our peace, our strength, our protection, and our rest. So the next time trials come your way, the next time pain comes your way, then call upon the name of the Lord. Seek his face so that you may experience his peace, his strength to carry you through, so that you can experience rest for your soul and experience as he surrounds you his protection to guide you to the other side of that trial. And within that area, draw close to him so that your relationship grows stronger. Dig into his holy and living word so that he can feed your heart, your soul, and your mind, so the Holy Spirit can guide you using his word. It leads us into our next song. It's by Karen Williams. It's a song called "Waiting in the Rain." A song that truly speaks of just waiting on him to speak peace and life as we call upon him and wait.
Sometimes I know you choose to whisper in my pain. I feel your presence soothe my soul in ways I can't explain, and I'm okay. But today I need to hear you like thunder in this storm. Above the fear of all my doubt, I'm listening for your voice through the noise. Oh God, thank you. just one word. I know the clouds will part for you. You are the sunlight on my face, so go falling down again, trying to run a race I can't win. Sometimes I just wanna bow out, I wanna throw in the towel now. My mistakes try twisting the truth, but I know somebody who loves to use all the little broken pieces, bringing strength to my weakness. Oh, you're telling my soul. It's not too late, even in the mess I've made. I turn around and see you standing. You're giving me a million chances. It's your grace, oh grace. I'll never understand it. You're giving me a million chances. Keep giving me. There you go, making all things good. Work it out like you said you would. There's no reason to doubt you. You know I can't live without.
Who raised me up from the grave? Who got flames in your eyes. You got wonder working power pouring out of your side. Check the tomb all the way through. The grave is empty inside. Ain't no other pool. The greatest miracle of all time. You got power. Demons cower when they hear your name call. You got power. The steel towers make a light look small. You got power to devour any counterfeit roar. Even your tongue is a sword. Count up the score. You are the
There is only one who is holy, only one set on high, only one who gives blessing beyond measure. Song by Brandon Lake, a song called Count 'Em that reminds us of that. Before that, it was Micah Tyler, God Did It, and Jamie McDonald, A Million Chances. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it is great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, going to give you one by Building 429. It's a song called Unashamed.
I am unashamed. I am unashamed.
I've been down, I've been broken, but I believe what you've spoken, that you make all things
game to be the hope the world is needing in everything I do.
Let's
and the best of me is barely breathing. When I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
You know, the trials of life can become dark sometimes. And sometimes, well, when we don't have Jesus as Lord and Savior, there's a low point in our life where only, well, the light that comes from Him can break the darkness so that we can see who He is, so that we can see His light, the light of the world that leads to life. He is Christ Jesus. John 8:12 says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. You see, there is only one light that leads us to life, to life abundant. He is Christ Jesus. He is the God of brilliant light. And when we open our eyes to that light, we see a love beyond measure. We see a forgiveness that's unending. We see a grace that's undeserved and a mercy that we receive as we receive Him as Lord and Savior of our life. We receive the Holy Spirit. There's only one true light that leads to life. He is Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 6:16 says, He alone can never die, and He lives in light so brilliant that no human can approach Him. No human eye has ever seen Him, nor ever will. All honor and power to Him forever. Amen. You see, the only time we will see him face to face is when we are at home with him. If he returns for his children before we pass, it's when we meet him in the air. We will see him face to face. If we pass from this life, when we meet him, we will meet him face to face then, but not in human form. Because his light is so brilliant that no human can approach him. So you see, that's why we now can say all honor and power is his forever and ever. The only God who is brilliant light, whose love is beyond measure, who came so that we would not have to stay in the darkness, but we could be brought from the darkness into his light, the light that leads to an everlasting life that's found in him. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. And it's a song by Aaron Schust. And it's a song called God of Brilliant Lights. There is only one who is above all and is all. The God of Brilliant Lights.
Your love is like an
So if we are made new and whole in Christ Jesus, well, he becomes a light unto our path. His word is a lamp unto our feet. Philippians tells us that, well, he will empower us through the Holy Spirit to live for him. Galatians 2:20 says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You see, if we are followers of Jesus, his word tells us it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So we are to go and share Jesus with the world, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak life and truth through us. Well, we do this so all may experience his love, so they won't have to experience his wrath. You see, it becomes a decision for them. Once the word is presented to them, will they open their heart to Christ Jesus? Will they open their life to him? We can pray that they will. And that way they will experience his love, his mercy, and his grace right now and for all eternity. And they won't experience the second death, the wrath of God. So we need to do as Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." Allow Christ Jesus to be your example of how we are to live this life now. Allow him to empower you through the Holy Spirit so that you can be the vessel to share his message, to share his hope with the world. It comes down to each and every one of us saying, "I want to live for you." It leads us into our last song for the day. It's a song by Connors Vine. It's a song called "Live for You." it's all about dying to self and living for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Ken Gota saying farewell, and I'll see you next Sunday right here on Living Thunder. Also want to remind you that you can listen on demand throughout the week at WPXZ1041FM.com. Just go and click on the Living Thunder link and listen to us there. I'll see you next Sunday.